Fox 96.9, brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, Simmons Bank, Texas County Memorial Hospital, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, Heart City Mountain View Auto Parts, Roughwood Market, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Video live stream for tonight brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare. It's Liberty Eagles football on the Fox 96.9.
Hi, welcome. Here we are, Friday Night Football, SCA Play, Week 8. Liberty Eagles will be hosting the Salem Tigers. Tigers, they've got two wins on the season. Liberty's got five. Liberty's 5-2, Salem 2-5. It's also homecoming, and the parade was today, 2:30. Big, huge parade.
Excellent. Wasn't that an awesome parade?
Oh, it was fantastic. Hey, that's just a little bit of a tease of what's coming. We're going to pause for the singing of the national anthem. It's Liberty Eagle football on the Fox.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Park
City. Headed to the game? The Anchor is open early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open out for a day of hunting. The Anchor is open no matter where you're going or when. The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on the Anchor. Highway 60 in Mountain View, we're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Here we are. It is week 8. Again, the Liberty Eagles hosting the Salem Tigers. It is homecoming. And the Tigers, again, 2-5 on the year for the Salem Tigers. We'll see Charlie Terrell. He'll be playing tackle wearing 67. Titan Shepherd will be playing guard wearing 62. The center will be Colton Mink wearing 56. Guard on the opposite side will be Titus White. He wears number 40. And the tackle on the left side will be John Bettigrew, wearing number 72. In the backfield, they'll run, we'll see some of the traditional option play from the Salem Tigers. And we'll see Silas Du Bois wearing number 5, Alton May wearing 28. The fullback will be Brody Ray, wearing 34, and the quarterback will be Hayden Ragsdale, wearing number 12. Tight end will be Gavin Sapal. Boy, we remember him from basketball.
Yes, he did.
Holy moly, did he get hot.
Yes, and he did.
He'll be wearing 45, and then the lone wide receiver will be Max Scholemer, wearing 13. And they'll go in some double tight end sets. We'll see Titus White, Ryan Holliner, and Kane Baird will also touch the ball, run it some, and Levi Hallbrook as well will be the backup fullback. Well, the Liberty Eagles, really, nothing's changed. We'll see Kyle Roberts, Parker Toon, Eddie Rodriguez. Wait a minute, something has changed. Reed Toon, Paxton Hunter, Titus Jester, Jasper Melby, Jaron Rutledge, Roger Hafner, Wyatt Cox, Hayden Ozaya, Tucker Thomas, Matthew Brooks, Matt Bouchong, Brian Thompson, Preston Smothers, Caden Day Garner, Tyler Glasscock, Lucas Carl, and Sawyer Morris, and we'll see Graham Toon. He is the new quarterback. He told his big brother Parker, said, "Why don't you go back out there and just play wide receiver? My little brother throw the ball."
I wonder if there's a little mind game going on here tonight. Salem, known for the baby blues and whites. Liberty comes out in the baby blues and white, where Salem's wearing the white and baby blues.
I don't know. I'm not giving anybody any credit.
But there might have been some thought process behind this.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, you know, I think I've made it pretty clear. I like those. I like the baby blues.
I do too.
I'm trimmed out in red.
I like them.
That's a pretty sharp jersey. And, you know, it's a good look, Liberty, with those baby blues and the red helmet. And they've got the navy blue pants. Salem in the white with the baby blue numbers and dark blue helmets. Salem, again, you know, they've got a couple wins. They picked up a win over Willow Springs in a game that Willow pretty much had the lead, most of it. But, you know, turnovers, penalties cost Willow Springs that game, and that's what gave the Salem Tigers their second win. The district, and I don't know, I'm sure James went over it in the pregame, but, you know, Liberty is set in second place in the district seeding right now. So that's a pretty good spot to be. The volleyball district will be played. It starts next week on Tuesday. The Lady Eagles, they picked up the 2 seed.
2 seed. They'll play Ava at 6 o'clock on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, and then it will Wednesday will be idle. Second round will resume on Thursday, and then the district championship game will be played Saturday, and that's all going to be going down at Mountain Grove again next week. So district volleyball, they're about a week and a half ahead of us, aren't they? 2 weeks ahead of us.
Yep. And they Liberty was able to beat Thayer last night. To win the SCA conference.
Outright.
Yeah, they went 7-0 through the conference this year.
Yeah.
Picked up the 2 seed in districts, like you said.
And the young lady picked up her 1,000th career kill.
Career kill. And then, it was assist.
Assist.
Yeah, assist.
Okay.
Jordan Toon.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was a big night. And
I think. I heard that was Coach Ping. I think that was her 9th SCA title.
Yeah, she has strung a bunch of them together.
Yep, it's been a fun ride.
The district, I think, is obtainable.
Absolutely.
Now, getting out, you know, making it to the
we're the smallest school in class 3 this year.
We got Rogersville, Marshfield. I mean, you got there's some volleyball powerhouse.
Yeah, Stratford. If Liberty can make it out of the district, that's who will get the winner of the Rogersville Stratford district.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about that, and the people in the other district going, yeah, we got Marshfield in our district, we got Rogersville, we got Stratford.
Yeah.
So, coin toss is up, and the Tigers, Salem Tigers, they won the toss. Or no, Liberty won the toss, and they have deferred. So Salem will receive the kick. And that is how this contest will start. Liberty will be defending the north end zone, kicking to the south end zone. cooler temperatures coming. Well, actually, rain is coming tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be pretty much a wash. We could see over 2 inches of rain when it's done.
Yeah,
with Saturday and then more rain Saturday night. Sunday, a high, low to mid 60s. The
Ooh-wee.
High. The low Sunday night, upper 30s, low 40s.
Bring it.
So, and we're going to see a lot of lows, overnight lows, there in the low 40s next week as well. So, I know a bunch of people that's going to be onto a tree.
What are we, week 8?
Yeah.
Week 8, and we are still wearing shorts.
Yeah, how?
Sweating.
Yeah.
I mean, how many football seasons? Normally by week 5, we've switched to hoodies.
Yep. I'm not complaining.
I'm not.
But, yeah. So Liberty will kick off, and it's going to be Jaron Rutledge. He likes to spot it up in the middle of the field. You know, kickers, they have their preferences. Some like the far hash, the near hash. Jaron likes it smack dab in the middle, and Salem will have two back to return. They're just inside the 10-yard line. No real big games going on this week that I'm aware of, especially in the SEA. Next week, you got Thayer and Mountain Grove. That'll be a big one.
That'll be a doozy.
And we're about to get this one underway. Rutledge puts his foot to it, and it's caught at the 11. Return here to the near side. There's a hole. Good block. And
somebody's
flying in. And is that number zero?
Of course, we got these new jerseys. Now we got no numbers. No names for numbers.
That's Jaron.
I think it's Jaron.
That's Jaron. Yeah, Jaron Rutledge.
So he's going to be sporting the number zero tonight.
Yeah, he just peeled the one off. First and 10 for the Blue Tigers of Salem. Football is spotted at their own 34-yard line. And they will come out in the double wing, work under center, one receiver out wide to the far hash. Tight formation, hands it off to the dive back, and nothing there.
Nothing going.
You know, Liberty has seen a lot of option teams with, you know, St. James. They run the flex, and, you know, then Ava ran the flex. Thayer run the veer. Mountain Grove ran the flex. You know, so Liberty's seen a lot of
misdirection here the last half of this schedule.
Yeah. No gain on the play. It stays in the line of scrimmage at the Salem 34. Second and 10. Same formation. Now they're going to be split in the backfield under center. And they'll hand it off to the fullback again. And there's nowhere to go. That's Du Bois with the carry, number 5. Actually, the running back, tailback. He'll pick up 2 yards. It'll bring up 3rd and 8. Preston Smothers makes the tackle for the Liberty Eagles. Smothers coming up from that D tackle spot.
You know, if I was a team that was looking to write a scouting report, pounding the run has seemed to wear this Liberty defense down at times in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go back to the Sarah game, to the Mountain Grove game, and that's where they killed us.
Yeah. You got to be able to sustain it, though. There's another handoff, and not much there. Going to be brought down at about the 38-yard line, 4th and 6. So a punting situation for the Salem Tigers. Back to receive, we'll see Parker Toon and probably Mr. Melby.
It's good to see a quick 3-and-out here for this Liberty defense.
And good snap. Punt is going to angle towards the near sideline and goes out of bounds. It'll be decent field position. Around the 35 is where it should be.
You got him at the 33.
First and 10, Liberty. So last week, Liberty, they just threw it all over the Sandlot. And your center is
Reed.
Reed Toon.
Yeah, he went over and switched his jersey again.
Well, Liberty was having trouble. That was a big problem offensively with the pressure coming right up the middle.
Yeah.
So now Liberty's going to go with an inverted wishbone motion. Roberts, he moves over to the right side. They're going to pitch it, and it's to Rutledge. Boom, boy, Rutledge, he runs into a wall. He gets nowhere.
Who was that? Was Morris. That was Morris.
Oh, it was Morris?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Morris got he got lit up
right there at the line of scrimmage.
He was running kind of straight up and down, and Jaron has a, you know, he kind of does that too. Make yourself as little a target as possible. Second and nine, gain of one. Liberty will, again, kind of go with that shotgun inverted bone. Snap. Uh-oh, fumble, and it's a loose ball. Liberty comes up with it. That was
Rutledge. Just a bobble on the exchange there.
Yeah. I like the fact, you know, Liberty's, the last week we've seen pass. Now, you know, let's establish a run with this young quarterback. Third and 14, a loss of five on the play. It was second and nine, now third and 14 from the 29. Rolling out, Graham, pump fakes. Looking downfield, he finds a target, gets it, and Robert breaks the tackle and is in Salem territory, thrown down at the 41. Graham rolls out to the right side, kept his composure, made a nice, easy throw, easy catch for Kyle, and Kyle Roberts did the rest.
About 30 yards there on that game.
First and 10 at the Salem 41.
And that's kind of what we were talking about pregame.
Get
the ball to your playmakers and let them be athletes.
Yep, let them make a play. Pistol formation now, and rolling here to the near side is Graham looking down, throwing it, caught at the 35, out of bounds.
Roberts again.
Kyle Roberts. Back-to-back plays, but I'm going to mark him at 36.
Gain of five?
Yeah. Second and five at the 36 for Liberty. Four down territory. Graham will be tired running back and forth. Coach, I'm tired. Again, pistol trips to the right. Roberts, the inside receiver. Parker, the middle receiver. And then I believe Melby, it's a handoff right up the middle to Rutledge, and he's brought down to 35.
Pick up about one. Games.
And no gain.
Yep.
No gain.
No gain.
Third and five still. Jaron Rutledge wearing the zero or the aught. Liberty stays with the pistol, trips to the right. Graham Toon. Quick pass, and it's kind of behind him.
Yeah, it's going to kind of fail.
Yeah.
Melby was the intended receiver there, and he had some daylight.
Well, Salem, you know, you kind of get to where you look at, okay, how the defense is going to play Liberty. You know, are they going to get up, you know, on them on the line of scrimmage, or are they going to give them a cushion? And right now, Salem's giving Liberty receivers about a five-yard cushion. Graham rolls out on fourth down to the right side, puts his feet down, throws.
Good. Good.
Yep, at the 25. And then Parker Toon with the catch.
Gain of 11. Good. So he rolled out right there, composed himself, set his feet, and threw back across.
He got set.
Yeah, he set himself.
And then he threw.
made a good ball.
First and 10 for Liberty at the Salem 25. 6:17 to go. Big thank you to TNT Wi-Fi for their hookup. If you're needing internet, be sure you get with TNT Wi-Fi. Empty backfield. Graham drops back. Now he's throwing one, and it's going to be caught. Touchdown, Liberty. It was a fight. Parker Toon and the DB both had it, but Parker took it away, and the Eagles get the 6 points with 6:01 to go in the first.
Good ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was thrown, and good job by Parker Toon there on the receiving end of it.
Good adjustment.
Good adjustment, and when it hits the ground, you gotta rip it out of there.
Yes. That's what he did.
Yeah.
Eagles, they didn't fare well with the two-point conversions last week. They're going to see if they can do a little better here tonight. And there's a pitch to Rutledge. Rutledge throws it wide open. Touchdown. That was a double handoff and a toss. And Rutledge zips it in. Two-point conversion.
Melby.
Good.
So yeah.
Melby, that would have been a good one to hang on to.
That would have.
Because that worked very well. Nicely done. 8-0 your score, 6:01 to go in the first. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 8-0, Liberty with the lead. 6:01 to go. And Jaron Rutledge will be kicking it off again. It is October 17th. We're halfway through October. Bow season, gigging season, fall turkey season. Squirrel season. Another nice kick by Rutledge, and it's caught and gathered up now, fumbled and downed at the 15. Rutledge kicked it. It was caught at about the 8.
Yep.
And then bobbled and downed at the 15. First and 10, Salem.
That was Barry Ray that was kind of had some trouble with the exchange there on the kickoff. He was able to get back on it.
Eagles will go with, looks like, four defensive linemen tonight. We've seen Liberty kind of mix it up, go with three, go with four. I think the four down linemen is probably, I think it's been Liberty's best.
Yeah, it's been its best. It lets the linebackers kind of free up. And
And there's a handoff to the fullback, and that's 34, Ray. Brody Ray will pick up a yard. It'll bring up second and 9. Beautiful night. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better night for high school football. Humidity's low.
Yep.
A little breeze going. And, those ribs are going to be ready a week from, Friday of next week and Saturday. There's a little quarterback toss, and it's to the tailback, DuBois. DuBois is wrapped up quickly, no gain, brings up 3rd and 9. Those ribs are so good, and if you would like to have some ribs, and this is all going towards the Justin Cooley Memorial Scholarship Fund. Every bit of it's going to help a couple kids. And just get with David Ledgerwood or Angela Ledgerwood, and you can get those ribs ordered, but you have to pick them up a week from today or Saturday. 3rd and 10 for Salem. Liberty creeping up to the line of scrimmage, looking to pass. Oh, and they make a nice throw and a good catch
Just a quick tight end dump there.
Love that.
For about 9 yards.
Yeah, number 45. And I thought I had 45.
I did. Well, I don't have a 45 on mine either.
Oh, here it is. Say Paul.
Ah.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
Who just hit three after... Gavin Saipaul is a really good basketball player. Tigers to punt. Again, Liberty with two returners. Oh, that was partially blocked. And that's going to go out of bounds. Shy of the Salem 35. They're going to mark it at the 34. I would think they would go back to... So, yeah, it's going to be first and 10, Liberty at the 34 of Salem. 3:43 to go in the first. Liberty with the lead, 8-0. Graham Toon, his second week starting quarterback. Freshman, wearing number 7. Pistol formation, again, trips to the right. Now he's going to go empty. He sends Rutledge to the trip side. Graham back, and they're going to throw it to him. It's a little wide receiver screen, and Parker gets tangled up. That inside or outside linebacker made the tackle for the Salem Tigers. Liberty didn't get out there and get him sealed.
No, it's a good read there by the Salem secondary.
Yeah,
creeping up there, the outside linebacker.
Number 40 is who that was.
Say Paul. That's the one we were just looking at.
Say Paul. No, he's 45.
It was.
Titus White.
Okay.
Titus White. Pistol formation. Trips to the left this time for the Liberty Eagles. And it's going to be a draw play to Rutledge. He bounces outside, and he gets tripped up, but he does get it out across the 30, near the 29.
Pick up about 7.
It'd be 3rd and 5, so 5-yard gain. Liberty in 4. They got 2 downs to pick it up. They're inside the 30 at the 29. Melby out wide to the right by himself, trips to the left. Morris out wide. Rolling is Graham, looks, throws, and finds Parker. Parker makes the catch and then get out of bounds. That should be a first down.
Say it's right at the stick. Yep, they got him. First down.
I like it. You know, using those shorter.
Yeah. Well, he was looking deeper and he checked down.
Yeah.
Just kind of like what we talked about in the pregame. It's like, you know, we have to have that.
The progression of it.
You have to be able to check down to those secondary routes.
First and 10, Liberty. Graham Toon will work out of the shotgun, trips to the right. Rutledge gets the handoff up the middle, breaks the tackle, dives forward to about the 19-yard line. Salem's doing a pretty good job. They've got one of those linebackers is just staying in that, you know, 3 yards off the line.
Yeah,
but he's just staying there spying.
Yeah, he's looking anything that's inside.
Yeah.
Good play calls that on both of the draw plays. I mean, they've both picked up
5 yards.
Yeah.
Empty backfield, 4 receivers to the right. Morris, bobbled, snap, picked up, though. Graham now looking.
Flag comes
in.
Nice.
Catch, touchdown, Rutledge. But a penalty flag thrown.
It's kind of in the vicinity of a hold. Right about the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it's on the other side, though.
There it is.
It is holding.
Yep.
Holding
that
Liberty.
Pass. That was good. That pass, the route right there that Rutledge ran, and that pass throwing it over the middle was superb.
Arch Manning would be very pleased.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, they beat Oklahoma.
Okay. Oklahoma is not happy.
Second and 17 now, the football. We're going to call it at the Salem 30. Pistol. Two receivers on each side. Graham back to... He's got somebody wide open.
Oh! That was Morris. Morris right out of his hands.
That's one you got to catch.
You got to catch those.
Now, I would say that Sawyer would...
He wants that one back.
Yeah.
He wants that one back.
That's not on Graham there. That was...
And he knows it. He knows it.
Oh, yeah. So, third and long. Third and 17 for the Eagles. Don't need it all right here. Just get you a chunk. Liberty again will go with the pistol. Trips to the right. Rolling to the right is Graham Toon. It's time. Looks in the middle of the field. Finds his receiver, Melby. And he's brought down just shy of the 10. And it's a new set of downs.
A 17-yard game. And again, you see him roll out. He's set.
Plans.
And he throws back across the middle.
Yeah. And that's the fourth receiver.
Third.
If Morris was a target, there's a handoff to Rutledge again, right up the middle, off the right side, and he takes it inside the five.
Yeah, it's actually the fifth targeted receiver. That Rutledge caught the one that was the penalty.
Oh, that's where. Yeah.
And then Morris dropped the one.
Second and short. Another handoff to Rutledge.
Touchdown,
Jaron Rutledge. Touchdown, Liberty. And the Eagles go up 14-0. 34 seconds to go in the first. We need little LED lights right there. Yeah. Get some fishing lights out of my bass boat.
Yep.
Put up there.
Yep.
Eagles look to, they're going to line up to go for two. Shotgun, Rutledge in the backfield. Back to pass. Catch.
Morris.
Boy, he has such a, you know, the defender on him is probably 5'6".
Well, see, that, you know, like what we talked about earlier during the pregame show, it's like you have to pick your battles.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to put your best cover guy on Parker Tim.
But then
your second best cover guy goes to Melby or Roberts
or
Morris. And then your third and fourth and fifth options, that's where Liberty's depth at the receiver position is, we're seeing it right here tonight.
Well, about everybody that Liberty plays, they're playing the cover two. They're playing zone coverage. And the reason, which is there's nobody that Mountain Grove played Liberty imano.
Yeah.
And, you know, Liberty, going back, if you watch the film, you know, the one thing that Liberty could have done if they ran slants, you know, if they could have connected on those, but Liberty had no time.
And I will say they were able to play mano a mano from the defensive line pressure.
Right, exactly. It's a squib kick, and Tigers fall on it. So they'll have good field position, first and 10 near midfield with 32 seconds to go. Eagles. Again, with the lead, they've scored both times, both offensive possessions. They've been able to cash it in. Salem Tiger football. We've seen them a couple different formations, but
Yeah, they come in the double wing.
Ragsdale, the quarterback, he's been over, you know, under center, yeah.
Right back to the wishbone.
Yep. And Du Bois gets it to midfield. You know, and to me, that's just something. It's kind of like, you know, Liberty's kind of been doing what they've been doing since 2003, this spread. And it's what Liberty, you know, it's kind of now what they're known for, their identity. And Salem was a triple threat, wishbone offense. And then, you know, Shukart leaves and different coaches come and different formats. And it just never looked right.
Yeah, it's never gelled since Coach Shu left up there.
But now they're kind
of... And I mean, there for a couple of years, they were in a spread.
Spread. Yeah,
they came down here that one year, and it was like trips left and
right. You know, jet sweeps
empty,
and all that.
Empty backfield, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, it just never quite gelled. But this is more of what Salem football is. I mean, they're not having the season that they want, by no means, but you got to kind of...
Is this year two? For this coach?
Yeah, this is his second year as head coach. And, you know, he's just kind of... But he has ties to Coach Shu. And
right.
So,
and, I mean, he's in probably a rebuild process here.
Yeah.
And
I think their freshman, their freshman class is really, really good. So, you know, Salem, they're... We don't have, we do have grades, but, I mean, they've got 50 kids.
Yeah, still great numbers.
I mean, you don't see 50 here tonight. Out of the bone, under center. Oh, quick pass and a catch and nice play. And that's going to take the football to the Liberty 41. Hollander with the catch, and, you know, Liberty biting on that dive.
Yep.
And wide open. Hollander. So first and 10 now for the Salem Tigers at the Liberty 41. Salem, they'll use the huddle. Back to the bone. Double wing, bone. That's more of a wing team. There's the pitch to the outside. Good play. And Du Bois, he makes the move, makes a couple Liberty Eagles miss, and takes it inside the 25. Nice speed option play.
It was.
Liberty's really pinching in on their ends to kind of, you know, congest that dive play. And if your ends, outside linebackers, get sucked in too much, that creates a natural running lane. That's what happened there. First and 10 for the Tigers inside the Liberty 25 at the 23. And they'll try to run the same play the opposite side. That time, Liberty's defense, you see how the DN stayed, well, it's not really the outside linebacker, stayed home. Liberty has a player slow to get up. Now he's up on his feet. And Reed Toon, yeah. I think he's just going to give up on that 5 jersey and just keep that
54.
Just taking it on and off. Hey, 54 is a great number.
Hey.
It looked odd.
He's
a big 5, you know. I mean, that's Ethan's old number. Just that's mighty big there. Another pitch to the right side. Oh, Liberty.
Yeah.
Good hesitation. And Wyatt Cox had him, but that hesitation, he was able to get by Wyatt. So it's going to be 3rd and 7. The ball will be spotted at the Liberty 20. Salem in 4-down territory. 9:50 to go here in the first half. 16-0 your score. Liberty with the lead. Tigers, they found a little something on the edges here.
Yeah. Yeah, they run those couple counters. And that one they broke for 16, which is their longest play from scrimmage tonight.
Salem's going to use a timeout, and we shall as well. With 9:31 to go in the half, 16-0 Liberty. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
So, Taylor, what's my car worth? It's a pretty nice car if you look at the same side twice.
Let's take a look. Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Stop by with your vehicle and title today for an instant cash offer. We don't just sell cars, we buy cars.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC
and get great buys from nice guys.
And welcome back. 9:31, timeout by the Salem Tigers. They're in four down territory. They don't need it all. They're looking at third and seven. You know, if you get five or six right here, you feel pretty good about
it. Oh, yeah. You take a pretty good shot on fourth down.
Eagles will go again with four D linemen with their fingers in the dirt. Three linebackers, 43 defense. Quarterback now is going to try and make the pitch, and they're going to get a good chunk of it.
Yeah, they're going to get
the boys there with the carry. Well, he got
a couple.
Yeah, I didn't get as much as I thought he got. So it's going to bring up fourth and a good three. Short four, long three. 9 minutes to go in the half. Liberty with the lead, 16-0. One wide receiver out wide here to the left, picked up by Parker, too. And a handoff, and he's not going to make it. So Salem will turn it over on downs. It'll be first and 10, Liberty. .842 on the clock. Calling for rain tomorrow and tomorrow night, and then sunshine. We do also have a chance of rain Thursday and Friday next week. We could see some scattered showers with cooler temperatures. Trips to the right. Eddie Rodriguez out wide. Middle receiver will be Parker Toon. Melby, the inside receiver. Morris all alone to the far side. They're going to hand it off to Rutledge. The delay.
Uh-oh.
Rutledge gets outside. Flag thrown. Rutledge picking up big chunkage of yards and forced out of bounds. See what the flag will be.
Another hold on Liberty.
That negates a 50-plus yard scamper there by Rutledge.
Nice pass fake into the draw.
Yeah.
Draw play, which, yeah.
Well,
so that's the third penalty that's really negated a large chunk of yardage.
Well, that's the second holding penalty.
Yeah.
What was the two holdings?
I guess
that's just two.
Yeah, it's probably just two. Yeah, I was thinking the one that Morris dropped was a flag, but it wasn't.
First and 20. Ball is backed up to the Liberty 5-yard line. Now we got a timeout.
Timeout, Liberty.
Yep, Liberty's going to talk things over here. 8:32 on the clock, 16-0 Liberty. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
Move out, sales right to your door.
And welcome back. 16-0 here. And Tyler, we got some other scores.
reporting right now, looks like Mountain Grove is up 20-7 over Houston. And Thayer is up 40-0 over Willow Springs.
Ouch. Yeah, that's first quarter. So first and 20 for the Liberty Eagles at their own 5. And a little double toss. Uh-oh, wide open. Morris was wide open. Parker. So it's going to be second and 20 now from the 5. That was there.
That was there. He just, the ball just kind of floated on him and went out of bounds.
Eagles will get the play in. Again, Graham's going to the sideline and back. Trips to the right. Graham rolls to the right. Pressure from the backside. Now he looks downfield.
Almost. Yeah, Melby fell.
Yeah.
Parker.
Parker.
Yeah, he tried to make a cut there, and he fell. And that ball should have been a interception, but it went right through the defender's hands.
That's the one thing I was a little – Parker was – there were three defenders mm-hmm. right there. So if there's three, who else? But he was eluding some pressure. Had some backside pressure coming at him. Third and 20 now for Liberty. And the Eagles are going to go back with Jaron Rutledge in the backfield.
Uh-oh. Going to have an illegal
delay game.
Yeah,
delay game.
Going to say the motion in the backfield. He was headed forward when the ball was snapped. So
when they snapped it,
they tried to snap Jaron. to get the play clock off. But
so now it's going to be third and 22 at the distance. Graham takes a snap in his own end zone, looking downfield. Zips one. He's got a target.
Yeah!
In the hands. Graham Toon put it right in the bread basket.
Roberts
said he could not hang on. I think he had nothing in front of him.
Oh, man. What a throw.
That would have been a 98-yard touchdown reception.
Oh, my goodness.
Fourth down. Now Liberty looking to punt. You got to make sure you don't step out of the end zone. Sawyer Morris will punt. And he gets a nice spiral off.
Good punt.
Good punt. And it'll be down at the Liberty 48. Oh, two drop passes.
Right in the hands.
So That was big.
That would have been a biggie. Both of the passes.
Yeah, that's two.
Yeah, I mean, both the ones that were dropped were well thrown.
Morris had one in the end zone, but Liberty ended up scoring anyway.
Yeah.
But that was
that would have pulled us right into midfield.
At minimum, yeah. If he would have fell, tripped over his own feet.
Right.
First and 10 for the Tigers at the Liberty 48. Wishbone under center. They hand it off to the fullback. Hole opens up. He gets it across the 45. Brought down at the 44. Nice run for Brody Ray.
Reed Toon making a stop there.
Second and 6. Under 8 minutes now to go in the half. Homecoming night.
Big crowd.
You bet. Beautiful night for it. One receiver just below us to the left side. Hand off to the fullback. and the dive play. There's nothing there. Maybe a yard. It's going to bring up third and five. Salem Tigers, Dent County. Now, I used to say it's only high school in Dent County, but Bunker. But is Bunker in Shannon or Dent?
It's in Ripley.
Yeah. So, okay, Dent is the only, or, yeah, Reynolds. Back fast, looking downfield. The middle of the field, it's caught. Boy, I mean, right in traffic. Kyle Roberts makes the tackle. That'll move the chain, and first and 10 for Salem. You know, every football team, high school especially, the middle, right that middle of the field, it's coaches hate to throw in the middle of the field because of the turnover factor. First and 10 for Salem at the Liberty 30-yard line. 16-0, Liberty. Ragsdale works under center. Now the double wing. And a delay a game. Yeah, Liberty had a delay a game, too. They have had three. Two holdings, and they had to delay a game. Second penalty for the Tigers. Backs them up to the Liberty 35. 5:50 to go in the half. Ragsdale under center. Gets it out on the quick pass to the sideline. Tackle made at the Liberty 30. So picking up the lost yardage was Alton May. He gets 5 yards, brings up second and 10. And 5:15 to go on the clock. Eagles going to creep up to the line of scrimmage. Linebackers getting up tight. There's the handoff, trying on the counter. It's open. Du Bois gets it out to the 27.
Pick up 8 or 9 there.
About eight. Third and 2. Kyle Roberts makes the tackle. Du Bois is fast.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, if he can ever get in the open field. Liberty D-line doing a really good job keeping everything inside.
Yeah. Liberty's pinching, and they're kind of leaving the edges open. Fullback gets the handoff. Short gain. And that should be enough for a first down. Yep. First down, first and 10. Ball is spotted at the Liberty 19. 4:15 to go. Tigers, they got 4 downs to pick up a first down. No turnovers yet in this game. Working under center. They fake the toss. It's a handoff. That was blown up from the get-go. Good pressure that time by Liberty. Is Caden Day Gardner, is he?
He's not dressed. He's little banged up still.
That's where the pressure came from, was, you know, that right over the center.
Hayden Oziah was the
blew it up.
Root cause of that one.
Second and 10, no gain on the play. 3:30 to go in the half. 16-0, Liberty. Ragsdale hands it off again to the up back, and he'll get it out near the 15. They're going to mark him down probably at the 16, maybe 17-yard line. Yeah, they're going to mark him down at the 17. Third and 8. 3 minutes to go in the half. One receiver out wide here to the left, pick up by Parker 2. Back to pass, looking downfield. And the receiver was actually open.
He was open.
And that's Du Bois.
Just kind of got overthrown.
The one thing that I'm not seeing Salem, you know, Salem had so much success with this, their triple option, because they always had a quarterback that could run and was usually pretty dadgum fast.
Yeah.
And now Salem's going to spread it out. They're going to go shotgun. 2x2.
Oh.
Offsides. False start against Salem. 5-yard penalty, their third penalty of the half. That'll back them up. They kind of had Liberty caught.
They did. They was Liberty defense was looking a little flustered, trying to match up. Looked like they tried to go for a hard count there to pick up half that yardage before the fourth down conversion.
4th and 13. The ball is all the way back to the Liberty 22. 2:38 to go.
Bad snap.
Bad snap. Tossed and then forced out of bounds with the help of Rutledge. Ray goes out of bounds about the 20. Turnover on downs. It'll be Eagle football. So they've got 2 minutes, 33 seconds. Plenty of time, and they've got a pocket full of timeouts if they need them.
Yeah, I think Liberty's got 2. They took one while they were backed up down there. The last drive.
Liberty's got, there's plenty of time. They can run it, throw it. They've got all kinds of options. And it'll start with shotgun. They'll kind of go with the double wing. Middle of the field, caught.
Hook and liner
to the outside, and running room, breaks the tackle, gets to the far sideline, forced out of bounds. Is that Kyle Roberts?
Kyle Roberts.
Catch was made by, I believe it was Melby, wasn't it?
Or Morris.
Morris.
45-yard gain on that.
2:23, 10 seconds clicked off the clock. And it's 1st and 10, Liberty, now at the Salem 35. Liberty has flopped the field in one play. It's a draw play to Rutledge. Up the middle, breaks tackle, spins out of another one, and he's going to fall forward near the first down mark. They're going to spot him about a yard shy. So a gain of 9, 2nd and 1. Darren says, give it to me again. Just under 2 minutes to go in the half. Fakes the handoff, looking downfield. There's a receiver open, in and out of the hands. Good coverage by the Salem Tigers. Pass intended for Parker Toon. It'll bring up 3rd and 1. Clock stops with 1:48 to go. Trips to the right, pistol. One receiver to the left. Graham Toon takes it, and he's going to hand it to Rutledge. And Brody will pick up the first down. Hit at the, brought down at the 21.
Jaron.
Seen Brody. When I seen Brody.
He was at the parade today.
Oh, okay. First and 10, Liberty. Ball spotted at the Salem 22. Jaron stays in the backfield. Trips bunched up to the right. Morris out wide to the left. Flushed out of the pocket. Graham, and he finds an open receiver. Parker catches it at the 13, steps out of bounds.
Pick up about 8.
2nd and 2. 80 seconds to go in the half. 16-0 Liberty.
Got
in the backfield, trips again to the right, the short side of the field. Rodriguez. There's a handoff to Rutledge. And now he reverses it, and he's going to be brought down out of bounds. Clock will stop. He'll have enough for a first down. Should be first and goal. It is. Jaron wanted to take it to the left, and he just ran into a whole bunch of Liberty linemen. And that backside was just wide open. Same formation, pistol, trips to the short side, fakes the handoff, looks, and incomplete. Pass intended for Melby.
108 left.
Second and goal. Missouri Tigers have Auburn tomorrow night. Lost to Alabama last Saturday. Has a good game.
Oh, they shouldn't have lost to Alabama. What a bonehead call was made in that first half.
Penalties.
And penalties.
Pistol trips to the left, and now we've got a timeout. And I think Salem will use a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
All right, welcome back. Liberty runs a play. Graham is sacked. Now the clock continues to run down. We're at 40 seconds. Trips to the left. Rutledge in the backfield. Graham rolls to the left, looking downfield. And there's a flag. Clock stops with 28 seconds, and it's another holding. That's the third holding penalty called on Liberty. 28 seconds to go in the half. That's something Liberty defense does not have a sack yet.
They do not.
Okay, so the penalty's declined, and it brings up fourth and goal for Liberty. So we've got Rodriguez, Roberts, and Parker Toon.
So it's fourth and goal from the 13.
Yep, and then Morris out wide to the far side. Graham Toon takes the snap, drops back, looks, oh, he's got him, overshoots him. So Liberty's not able to cash in. They'll turn it over on downs. First and 10 Salem football at their own 13. That's a big penalty right there.
That was a big penalty.
two big penalties, really.
Kind of been Liberty's Achilles heel this year. When they get inside that 20, the penalties, and it ends up backing you out of there.
Well, yeah, then, Liberty had it first and 10 at the 20, a holding penalty, put it back at the 10, and then the delay game at the distance, official timeout. 23 seconds on the clock. Liberty leads 16-0. Liberty was just kind of humming right along there early.
Yep. Yeah, and they
tried the onside kick, and that kind of shifted the momentum a little bit.
It did. Well, the good field position was able to, and Salem was able to kind of burn some time off the clock with a drive there, and then Liberty, of course, forced the turnover on downs, and then that started them deep in their own territory.
Yeah.
Get a penalty. Now it's 3rd and 20 from the 6.
Yeah. Officials now coming over to the Salem sideline. I'm not sure what the discrepancy is, but the ball's at the 20. Well, no, it's at the 17, isn't it?
No, it's 13. I was going to say it should be 13.
Yeah. But Salem's coach is talking with the officials. Not sure what the conversation is, but that may be what it is.
I think that is.
It's going to be bad number 40 playing tackle.
Yep. And it's like what we were talking about last week. You got to be in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah.
Reason Reed Toon's switching his jerseys over there on the sideline.
Well, if there's a Jay Veer out there, he'll probably be giving up his jersey to number 40.
Nope.
Taking a knee. And the Tigers will be satisfied to take the score to the locker room. They're just down 16, two scores, and a couple of two-point conversions to tie it up. But Liberty will get the football to start the second half. 16-0, your score. Liberty on top. A couple of drop passes. Score could be a little different.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But we'll take 2 minutes, and we'll come back. Tyler will go through your first half stats, and we'll try to lay some score updates on you as well. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9. 96.9,
the Fox.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Football, and it's Mike Storm, 84 in Part 1 by Keith Ball.
And and welcome back. 16-0 is the score at the half. Liberty with the lead, and I'm sure yardage-wise it's lopsided.
Yeah, it pretty much is. On the Salem side, Salem goes for 45 yards on the ground, 43 through the air, 88 total yards in that first half. On the Liberty side, Liberty goes for 31 yards on the ground, 142 through the air, 173 total yards. Liberty scores on a 25-yard pass from Graham Toon to Parker Toon, and then Liberty scores again on a 2-yard run by Rutledge. Both two-point conversions were good. The run game is coming along. I mean, we just don't have the great big chunks of yardage. It's more of a pound type of run tonight, which is
that's fine
to be expected.
Yeah,
and but you know, Liberty's run game looks really good, so pretty pleased by the all around effort here by this Liberty team in this first half.
16-0 is where we're at. Liberty with the lead on homecoming. We'll take a break. We'll come back in about 12 minutes, and we'll get ready for the second half and let you know who the 2025 homecoming queen is. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Parts City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Parts City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy 2 Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Parts City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Parts City.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
96.9 The Fox.
And Dylan Groves here in the studio with you to go over some halftime scores as the Eagles are up 16-0 over the Salem Tigers. Let's look at the rest of the SCA. Things are sort of all over the place right now, and we're not seeing a whole lot of actual halftime scores, but we are keeping some tabs on live streams right now. Currently, the latest update we have for Springfield Catholic, they lead Hollister 14-7. That was the last update in the second quarter. Fair Grove was currently trailing Forsyth 28-7, which I saw that and was immediately sort of surprised by that, but we'll check on that again in a minute, see if that's changed. But last update we had in the middle of the second quarter, Fairgrove trailed Forsyth 28-7. A pretty big burnout right now for the Thayer Bobcats as they have a tight lead on the Willow Springs Bears, 62-0. And you can flip up the dial to KUKU 100.3 to catch that game. Houston Tigers currently up or trailing 7-33. Mountain Grove leading 33-7 on the Houston Tigers. You can catch that game on 93.9 Q94, the Mountain of Rock, another one of our sister stations. As I said, we have quite a few ties as we gauge into Class 1 District 3. Marionville is tied with Ash Grove 7-7 at the end of 1. That was the last update that could have changed. Miller had the lead over Pierce City 20-14 in the middle of the second quarter. And last update, Ava had the lead 29-0 over Kabul. Clever at Stratford tonight. Latest update we have there. Stratford had the lead 10-6 in the second quarter. And Buffalo led, or Reed Springs led, 7-0 over Buffalo. And we still have no score updates on St. James. St. James is at Union tonight, or facing Union. And Pleasant Hope is facing Missouri Military Academy. The other sister station game that you can catch over on Hot Country KDY, almost to the half. I'll refresh the page, see if there's, if it's gotten any further. But currently we've got about 1 minute 49 seconds to go, and West Plains is up on Marshfield 32-10. Rogersville and Branson, this is a good game, I can tell. It's tied. They are tied 21-21 over Branson, still in the second quarter. No update for Carl Junction versus Bolivar. Monette and Cassville tied 28-28. And no update on McDonald County, who is facing Central, which is in Kansas City. It is the halftime report here with Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox. Liberty Eagles doing halftime this week in honoring, I believe, the class of 1971. I believe at the first, as before the game, there were several classes honored, but it's always great. And Gary and Tyler will have the crowning for the homecoming royalty here in just a bit. We'll take another break and we'll come back and get a check of your weather. It's Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
To know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
As Gary has been saying, it's going to be kind of a washout of a weekend, but hopefully it's not going to wash out. The Old Time Music Ozark Heritage Festival going down in West Plains tomorrow, and a lot of people trying to get out. Tonight we'll see a overnight low of 61 with decreasing clouds. For Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and about a 100% chance of precipitation. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm Saturday night, low around 45. 64 as the daytime high on Sunday. Man, that's going to be a nice day. 41 Sunday night, 73 on Monday. Sunshine Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday we'll see a high of 66. As we were talking earlier, Liberty Eagle volleyball going to be set to kick off in districts on Wednesday as they take on the Ava Bears. So congrats to the Liberty Eagle volleyball team. We'll have the start of the second half coming up here in just a bit. It's Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval. From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck?
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
Part City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Part City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Part City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Part City.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
So, Taylor, what's my car worth? It's a pretty nice car if you look at the same side twice.
Let's take a look. Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Stop by with your vehicle and title today for an instant cash offer. We don't just sell cars, we buy cars.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC
and get great buys from nice guys.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And welcome back. We got some scores for you. Fair Grove is getting smoked by Forsyth, 45-14. Catholic is trailing Hollister, 20-14. West Plains leading Marshfield, 32-10. Grove leads Houston, 33-7. And Thayer is just all over Willow Springs, 69-0. And the kick is up. Liberty with the return and brought down shy of the 40 to the, let's see if they spot him at the 38 yard line, first and 10, Liberty. Wyatt Cox with the return. So first and 10, ball is spotted on the far side. And again, some of these scores. Forsyth just smoking Fair Grove, 45-14. That's really surprising. First and 10, Liberty. As we get the third underway, Liberty leads 16-0. Trips to the right. Graham Toon out of the pistol. Hands it to Rutledge. Rutledge always slips with the cut. Had some running room. Still picks up good yardage, good chunk. Going to pick up 5. It'll bring up second and 5. Hollister leading Catholic, 20-14. Thought that felt funny.
Yeah. I wrote that, and I was like, wait a minute.
Eagles trips to the right. Pistol. False start. Brody. 5-yard penalty, so...
Yeah, Jaron was leaning,
yeah, was Jaron.
Leaning hard.
Sorry, Brody, I didn't mean to blame that on you. Yeah. Brody's like, I ain't doing nothing. I'm just sitting here eating some hog suckers and getting ready to make me a tater and mustard sandwich, man. So second and 10 after the 5-yard penalty. That's Liberty's
fifth penalty. They've been penalized now for 40 yards. Second and 10, trips to the right, pistol. Snap taken, dropping straight back, looking, and that is off target. Pass was intended for Sawyer Morris on the left side. It was there, but that time, I think Graham kind of, we've seen him get set, and it was more he took the snap and he just turned and tried to throw it instead of, you got to get that weight. You know, it's like a golf swing. It's like a, you know, hitting a softball, hitting a baseball, making a throw. You got to get that, you want that weight on the back leg and then come forward.
That power comes from the bottom half.
Third and 10, back to pass again, looking, and there's out of the hand, another drop. That was in the hands and out.